Hey, hey, it's the Pretty Corrupt Podcast, your inside guide to celebrity scandals and the reality of reality TV. I'm Jordan Ross Myers, the man behind Twitter's notorious Don Gunvalson and Lee Rodswell. Along with my co-hosts, Stacey Noel Connor and Nate Safer, welcome to the Bravo Breakdown. We're back. Surprise all three of us again. We have a pretty good streak going.
2 weeks in a row.
Woohoo!
How's it going for you guys?
Excellent. Thank you for asking.
I woke up from my nap just in time to record, so there we go. I'm refreshed and I'm ready to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I've been running in manic circles all weekend. My lungs will probably give out shortly, so I guess... I don't know if that's any different from
Yeah, I was going to say, it's no different than any other week of your life. Mm-hmm.
Well, before my lungs give out and I pass out for the evening, I guess we should just dive right into Bravo.
Let's do it.
Where shall we begin first? Dun, 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 dun. I think we're going to throw them off. We're going to save Beverly Hills for a minute. I know that's where our minds go to straight, but I think we should start in Orange County first.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis?
Alexis Bellino. Oh, God. You know what I didn't even think about until just the other day? Somebody posted something after the Alexis Bellino being, you know, coming back, officially coming back as a friend on OC. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we all know she's dating Shannon's ex, John Jansen. Was that I forgot that Shannon and Tamara got sued by Alexis's ex-husband, Jim Bellino,
mm-hmm.
for like defamation or libel. I forget which one, but they got
it was on Heather McDonald's podcast, I believe.
Exactly. And Shannon got released from that lawsuit eventually. And I don't remember exactly what happened because there's just so much that goes on in the Bravo sphere. But I mean, granted, Alexis and Jim were divorced by then, by the time that that was happening. But I was like, I kind of want to be like, bitch, your ex-husband sued Shannon, and now you're taking her ex-boyfriend, and like, what is going on here? Like, this is a lot. And I love Shannon as a sorority sister, but there's sometimes I just go, Shannon, what the fuck are you thinking? But on this thing, I'm just team Shannon, at least when it comes to Alexis Bellino. Mm. I'm Team Shannon when it comes to John Jansen, because like I said before, fuck John Jansen. Like, he knows what he's doing. Slade Smiley 2.0. Oh,
I'm excited for this. I've been rooting for Alexis for a while.
You love her.
I don't particularly. Yeah, I do. I'm so happy for her with this. And it's a great combination because you have Alexis, who I kind of like, she harkens back to the simpler times of Housewives. You know, we're like three eras ago. Mm-hmm. So it's a little nostalgic, but also, you know, I love nothing more than getting under certain housewife skin, and Shannon's such an easy target. I don't hate Shannon, but I love how easy it is to rile her up. Mm-hmm. And I can just picture her throwing the plate in the quiet woman, you know, I mean, she's such an easy trigger that we're in for some meltdowns.
I am excited for the drama that Alexis and John Jansen and Shannon will bring. And apparently everything mm-hmm. else that's going on behind the scenes with all of this stuff. Like, I think I'm hoping it will be a chaotic and entertaining season of Orange County, because mm-hmm. the last couple of ones have been kind of like, you know, I've slogged through them, but like, I'm ready for some more fun.
Alexis will be returning with a strong backup team. I was thinking about this because she opened filming, you know, that was the little teaser that she was back. It was lunch with Emily and Heather. Heather Dubrow is obviously a powerhouse and they're allies. They both have bonded over their trans children and stuff, so they have a strong connection and you want to be friends with Heather. Normally, if you're friends with Heather, the other powerhouse, Tamara, will not be friends with you. But Tamara had a falling out with Shannon, and the enemy of Tamara's enemy is her friend. So Alexis is rejoining with Heather Dubrow and Tamara Judge's support. At least for, you know, things change, but it doesn't look good for Shannon. The odds are stacked. She Alexis has her man. She has her friends.
I feel like this goes back to, I forget which season, but it's like four, maybe five seasons ago when Shannon lost it on that trip. And when she was like crying, and they're like down in like Key West or something like that. It was like that trip, and the trip where like Vicky fell and like hurt her ankle and stuff. But Shannon lost it. Like that was like peak Shannon meltdown amazingness. And I think that's maybe what we could get again this season.
Yeah.
With Alexis.
I'm hoping for like there's a quiet woman with Kelly Dodd throwing her plate. That's not my plate, you effing. And then I don't think it will go as far, although I'd love it. Remember about Shannon's first true meltdown? You will all know the truth. You will all know the truth. And Heather is like, do I need to call 911? Does she need to be 5150? Like, she was gaslit into that meltdown, but it was entertaining. So it's also going to be hard for her too, because normally housewives, you know, you have to pregame a little. You need a little alcohol, liquid courage for these kinds of confrontations. But now mix that. Alexis is walking in with Shannon's ex-boyfriend, and for at least camera purposes, Shannon's not supposed to be drinking, and everyone's going to be watching her drinking because of the DUI. I mean, she's going to have to like tough this one out.
Oh my God. And I just thought about like how honestly Gina is probably going to give it to her hardcore about the hypocrisy, you know, over her DUI and over her like saying that, oh, she like saved her from like having her children taken away by CPS, and be like, what happened there? Like, look at you. Like, you should lose your dog. How did we help you? And da da da. Like, Gina's going to give it to her. I'm looking forward to that, because it was really, it was like, because I was bothered by that last season.
All right, guys, I'll watch. I'll start watching.
Fine. I mean,
fine. Twist my arm. I'll watch.
Just watch, if anything, to like make fun of like, you know, USC Trojans there. So.
Oh, I'm here for that. Why didn't you say that from the beginning?
Yeah. I said she was my sorority sister. There you go.
Oh, you did. You did. Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know what else we got a little insight into with Orange County and a bunch of other stuff this week? Because Jeff Lewis's radio show was like on fire. I have to say, he had a good run this week.
Another Trojan. Even
he had Kyle Richards on. Oh, yeah.
I would not brag about that.
No.
Yeah.
You can have him.
You had the Kyle stuff, but you also had... he was supposed to film Orange County this week, and he had to bail on Shannon over a contract dispute, and he dove into that on his show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys see that little clip?
What was it? They wouldn't indemnify him, but they wanted him to indemnify them. Is that the right terminology?
Yeah. So he said he was, and he had been talking about it for the past couple of weeks. When he was on Watch What Happens Live, he hinted he'll be filming a lunch with Shannon because they're close. They have that dark, evil Trojan bond. But So he's like really involved in the Orange County cast in that scene. So he was going to film a lunch with Shannon for support, whatever, but he announced it was canceled last minute because he received the filming contract. And first of all, he wasn't being paid. It's not a friend of, he was just doing an appearance as a friend, but you know, he likes to stay in the Bravo mix. But like you said, the contract stipulated they would not indemnify him, and instead he would have to indemnify Bravo. And what that means is, because he has such a he's such a loose cannon, he likes to be really provocative and say really, they were not going to insure him for defamation and defamation, slander, libel, whatever that stuff is. Instead, if he wanted to appear, he would have to sign a document indemnifying them, meaning if they get sued because of what he says on the show, he has to protect and pay for Bravo's defense. Mm. I've never heard of that before. They were basically asking him to take out an insurance policy for Bravo if he wanted to appear.
Mm-hmm. If that is all true, I don't disagree with what he did. Like, that's just smart. Because like he said in that clip, they could have then edited him any way that could have made him look bad. You know, I mean, I don't think they necessarily would have, but... You know, but that can happen at times, you know, and then somebody could take offense and that could happen. So I don't disagree with him. There's too many variables to be like, hey, sure.
Yeah.
Because also, like, it's not like he's a newbie to reality television and it's just like, oh, this is my chance. I'm going to go on this dating show and maybe I'll find love and I'll be on TV and whatever happens, happens. Like, no. Jeff Lewis has been, he knows this game. He's been
a Bravo veteran too. I mean,
yeah,
flipping out for years.
Oh my gosh.
I wonder if this was Bravo's way of punishing him slightly. Also, he was on Watch What Happens Live when he revealed, he teased that he'll be filming this lunch with Shannon. And Andy looked at him and was like, could you keep that to yourself? Mm. Or like, maybe don't show, you know. He was annoyed that, because, you know, you keep this stuff under wraps.
Yeah.
Unless you have a podcast here. But no. So I don't know. It just seems like I've never heard of that contract. And I know some housewives who are kind of wild cards. And I've never heard them having to indemnify Bravo if they're going to appear. So it's a pretty extreme measure.
Yeah, like I'm surprised like Evolution Entertainment would do that too. Just be like, yo, we're not taking any responsibility. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's that huge of a loss, but
yeah, I mean, like he also pointed out he wasn't being paid. It wasn't like it was just like didn't work out. But he revealed he had a special guest on this week that was a lot of fun. I dove right in. Denise Richards.
She's so special.
That's a good word for it. Denise Richards was on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she pissed off some people. A certain herbal chef, whose last name I cannot pronounce, Chris Sayegh. Who appeared this season on Beverly Hills, Kyle's cannabis dinner. The weird thing is with the Jeff Lewis interview is that Denise didn't really say anything. It was like the classic when you watch like a Law and Order type show and it's like objection leading the witness. Jeff was just totally leading Denise, like saying like, oh, so this happened, right? And Denise is like, yeah, I guess. She didn't actually say anything bad. He's the one who kept accusing this herbal chef of like spiking things.
Well, yeah. So what was the argument essentially the reason this interview became an issue was because she's now, her story has changed a bunch of times with her performance at Kyle's weed dinner. I mean, she's like denies her jacket was upside down. She came in wasted. Like everyone could tell, like she was incoherent.
Yeah.
And it went from cold medicine at one point. She blamed it on having a cold and taking cold medicine. I thought I had heard she had a shot of tequila or something. And then she said that. And now she's saying the weed chef must have drugged her. Mm-hmm. Like she can't just say she walked in drunk. Like she was nervous. She took a few shots. It's like, she cannot accept the blame.
The only thing she took responsibility for is she did admit, she said, yeah, the night went sideways on me. Which at least that part was very accurate.
But it's an understatement too. Like, but,
you know. I mean, she, you know. It's an understatement. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, understatement. Like, she was slurring her words. Her face was crooked. It was, like, bordering, like, does she need to have a stroke? I mean, mm-hmm. and now, again, it's mm-hmm. it's not her fault. She was drugged. She was, yeah.
There might have been a tainted bottled water in there. It was what she accused.
What?
Accused somebody of. I don't even know who she's accusing that of.
As a professional stoner, granted, I mean, I don't get paid, but I pretty much should get paid for being a professional stoner. I don't necessarily slur my words. Like, I've never found it hard to speak. I found it hard to find my words. Now, that's different. That's different than slurring your words. Slurring my words, definitely when I'm drunk. Definitely when I'm drunk. Mm-hmm. But when I'm really high or really stoned, no, just finding my words can be tough. Or fumbling over them, for sure. But slurring is very, very different than that. And I think it's one of those things. It just kept coming to my mind, the season one of Kyle, I think it was in Vegas or where was it? And then Kyle going, "You're such a fucking liar, Camille." Like, that's all that kept like popping mm-hmm. into my head of like, Denise, you're such a fucking liar. Like, you got to stop this because roll back the tape. We can like watch you tell like three different lies. Mm-hmm. We can watch you like walk in there drunk. We can watch you with an upside down like little jacket too. Like, please stop saying like, "Oh, mm-hmm. even my glam couldn't tell whether it was upside down." Excuse me, honey. That's a fucking lie. Mm-hmm. Like, stop lying on yourself. And that's the problem I think that at least I've had yeah. since her second season on the show. The first season, we all loved her because she was just so real. She just kind of let it all hang out. And now it's like, ever since then, it's like she reined it back in, or it's like, I got to be this, I got to be that. I don't know. So I don't know who the real Denise is. And we don't necessarily need to know who the real Denise is, but we need to see a kind of consistent version of that Denise, or a slow evolution of that Denise, yeah. if that makes sense. Like, we've seen a slow evolution of Kyle. We've seen an evolution of Erica, of like the people that they become, you know what I mean? For better or worse. But Denise just like did a 180, and you're like, and all I can go is like, you're just lying. You're just lying about stuff. And we can catch you in them. It's simple lies.
Yeah, like, she speaks to the audience. She acts as if the audience is stupid. Because
yes.
I love a hypocrite. Housewives, you need some kind of hypocrisy. You need a Camille grammar. You need those types. but the problem with Denise is she tells the audience they're stupid, basically. Yes. And also, she holds up the show with it. It's not like fun and bitchy. It's just like, stop production. How dare you say I have a daughter? I was never married to Charlie. She like just the most basic facts, and she like panics and backs up. So
I agree. I think that's why I get riled up. Mm-hmm. It's what you said, that she's putting down the audience that we're stupid, that we don't see it or anything like that. So yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, just like that, just like, what was it, her final scene from the last season she really filmed, where it goes like, I don't think we'll ever see her again. And it says, Denise stopped filming with Bravo on the rest of the cast. You know, remember that placard or whatever? Mm-hmm. I don't think Bravo will be having her back. I don't think it went well.
Aww.
I don't think they should. Yeah. Just can't keep it. I mean, if she's going to throw everybody under the bus, then no.
But you know, the current episode this week was good. They had, this season is being really kind of defined by dinner parties from hell. I mean, you had the weed dinner party, you had Taco Tuesday. Now they had it out again in Spain.
Oh my God.
That one was fun, though.
The tapas dinner?
Yeah, yeah. With, I forget the name of the Stormy Storm. Was that
Storm? Storm. Now, Stormy is Kylie's yep. son. Yeah, Storm.
Storm was the chef.
The one that everybody, that Garcelle and Erica wanted to, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Giving them the vapors, like Southern woman, like the way.
There was no reason for that dinner to even get super awkward. Like, it was all peaceful. Everybody's having a nice time. And then out of nowhere, Anne Marie's like, let's just talk about the elephant in the room. There was no elephant in the room. Everybody else is, Sutton's like, no, there's no elephant. We're fine. We're good. And then just Anne Marie just started picking fights again.
What they did address, though, I enjoyed. I'm not an Anne Marie fan, a Stan Marie. I don't know what they call themselves. I saw someone on Twitter call themselves an.
Oh God! If she actually had any, that would be really funny. But I don't think she has any.
There's like a couple accounts that stan her as a joke. They call themselves, I think, the Anne Marinators or something. Like Terminator, Anne Marinators.
Stan Murray is much.
I
know. Funnier.
I just came up with that one, I think, but with Crystal, that was the highlight for me that's what I was saying. I'm not an Anne Murray fan. I don't know her. I'm not defending her. Pretty much, she's an awful housewife. But in that scene, I sided with her at that dinner when she took on Crystal. I do not think she was lying at all. Crystal would have, I absolutely believe that she would say that they're, what was it?
Uneducated.
Unsophisticated. What was it?
Shallow, uneducated, unsophisticated.
Oh, fake socialites.
Then wannabe, fake socialites. That seemed to be that was the one that they sort of took. Actually, nobody really took offense to those things. They kind of made jokes about all of them.
I do believe, though, that she actually said that stuff.
I believe it too. Well, I mean, they even flashed back to her season one confessional when she said that basically they were stupid, kind of. And I remember watching that and be like, oh, you're not winning any points with people like by calling them dumb, you know, and uneducated. So I 100% believe that she said that. And also like, the editors, the shady editors just did a great job of like going back and like showing all the different ways that she was condescending to people, her first season, especially. Mm-hmm. But I really enjoyed, I did laugh out loud when Dorit was like, okay, child bride. I was like, well, yeah. And when they showed the age difference, I don't think I totally realized it, but I was like, that's like me marrying a college graduate right now. Like Rob was 45, she was 24.
Yeah.
21 year age difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that happens and it's still working. That's good. But at the same time, like you got married at 24 years old and a lot of these women didn't.
Right. I mean, as much she kind of puts them down, but I get where Dorit was coming from with that. She met him in college. So she graduated college and eventually married him and became a housewife, a kept woman, however you want to put it. So, I mean, that has been her formative adult years have all been spent with him as his supportive wife. And so that's where I think they really took offense to it. Like she makes it sound like she's the only one who went to college in the cast.
Right. No.
And it's not like she went to Harvard. She went to UC Irvine. Good school, but it's not. I mean,
sorry. We were laughing about this before we started recording about UC Irvine because even within the UC system, you can get really snobby, and UC Irvine is not one to be snobby about. Like, basically, Jordan.
Yeah. Mascot, laughable school. They're the anteaters, by the way.
They're not even within the whole, like, bear family. Because at least, like, the top ones, you know, Berkeley and UCLA are at least bears, Golden Bears and the Bruins. You know what I mean? It's like, they can't even get that. They can't even be, like, a cub or, you know, like, some type of, I don't know, whatever bear thing you would do. But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so that alone, and then like, who else went to college? I believe Dorit did. Dorit did. Kyle was a child actor.
She was a child bride two times over. But at the same time, that's different. She also was a working actress too. And then, Erica, she didn't go to college. Sutton went to college, I believe. Sutton went to college.
Right.
I believe, I don't know if Garcelle, I think Garcelle went to college as well. But at the same time, she was modeling and acting too. So she was also working full time and raising a child as a single mother as well. So let's not like give that up.
Like Kyle was. I mean, that's where I thought it was laughable that she said that. Like with the college things, it's not like you went to Harvard, and these women have had incredible life, mm-hmm. worldwide life experiences. I mean, I'm not just the college thing. It's just like as if they're dumb and unsophisticated. You think like, for example, Kyle Richards has not been exposed to the very best, mm-hmm. around the world. I mean, you know what I mean? Like Erica Jane. With her two jets and a powerful lawyer. I mean, these women have seen it. They are smart. And so I really did take that. And also Crystal does have a reputation in town for going after the socialites. She does try to fashion herself with that. She'll always be loyal to Kathy. There are some studio head wives, the wives of some studio heads. She goes after the women at, mm-hmm. the galas. And so I totally believe she implied she was a socialite. She didn't outright say it. She implied she goes for the socialites. That's why she doesn't have patience for like Dorit and stuff. She wants Kathy and she wants the big shots. So, like I said, I don't know. I'm not even an Amory fan, but in that moment, especially with Crystal's reaction, the way she looked up, avoided eye contact, she got caught.
Well, she stammered too. She's like, well, I didn't say exactly. Mm-hmm. Basically, it was like, well, I didn't really exactly say that, you know, as opposed to like, no, I didn't say, mm-hmm. that. It was like, she's trying to qualify it. And I was like, girl.
I will say, despite loathing her, Anne-Marie did have the good line where she said to Crystal, I want to thank you for giving you something to talk about and making you relevant. It's like, oh, Fern.
That was way too premature for her to deliver that.
Kind of was.
I don't think you should ever deliver that line, but especially in that moment.
That would have been a great reunion line. She delivered that during the reunion. We should talk about the reunion.
So, the reunion film. I don't know if you guys followed us on PCP because you should be rating, reviewing, subscribing, and following. But Pretty Corrupt Pot, you know, the Beverly Hills reunion filmed this past week on Friday. And we gave you guys a little PCP exclusive, an inside hint. And I don't think any of the people who guessed, did they get it?
Nobody got it. It was on Twitter too. It was on Twitter. So it was on the dying platform of Twitter.
Yeah, it was on our Twitter.
Jordan's still loyal to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I love
it. We got to move it over to Threads.
We put out.
Are people on Threads? I don't
know. No.
Yeah, no. It's not active.
I got to move it over to TikTok then.
So on Twitter we put out, and this was Wednesday night before the filming, we put out, your RHOBH reunion seat predictions are missing a surprise. Eye emoji, fire emoji, diamond emoji. Anyways, so people were guessing the funny ones. It was Sutton's esophagus. There was Avi, Denise Richards, Morgan Wade, a lot of Morgan Wade, Jamie Lee Curtis, but what Camille, but what only we knew and what you guys found out this weekend, it was Kathy. Kathy Hilton made a surprise appearance at the reunion.
Yep.
You guys can't see my face, but I was very excited.
So excited.
So proud of himself. He's like a big boy now. He's like
glowing. He's glowing.
But this is what's funny, and you mentioned it. They still haven't really posted any, this is what we wore at the reunion photos, or like post reunion stuff, like that they normally do. Even after like last year's tumultuous reunion, there was stuff that was posted, but they haven't posted any. Nobody has.
Yeah, I mean, I was glued to it all night trying to see, you know, usually there will be in the morning or afternoon, they'll do a leak where they show their outfit, or Andy will do an on set Instagram story where you could see a peak of the housewives off to the side and guess. They didn't do that. Andy posted a couple selfies, but no housewives in the shot. And then the other thing, which tells you how the reunion is going, is after filming wraps in the evening, the women break up into groups and go off to dinner or drinks and kind of post a picture. Like, say you saw, example, say after reunion, you see Kyle, Garcelle, Sutton, Crystal at the Polo Lounge. Then you know their friendships made it through the reunion and they're a team. And then you'll see none of that. There was nothing about it. I mean, we had to sit quietly. I don't think it got out till yesterday, Saturday.
Not on our text chain. You were not sitting quietly.
No, sir. No, sir, well, you were not.
On social media, they didn't even figure out Kathy was there till the day after, 24 hours later. And that was when Bravo and her did a collab post showing her entering the set, hashtag custom Oscar De La Renta and diamonds. I mean, could give it, reminding Erica of a taste of her old life once again. You remember last season's reunion? When she told her she, what did she say? You don't own anything that you're wearing. I forgot what it was, but she had destroyed her. But no, so that was cool. I mean, I think we were the only ones who knew. So,
dude, it was hard keeping my mouth shut on that one. Believe me.
Well, I went out to dinner with Sutton afterwards, so that's why we didn't post anything. It was me, Sutton, and the ashes of Merce Cunningham had a nice dinner together. But I don't know what the other ladies did.
Did Merce give you his blessing?
He did. He did. In that little nice Ziploc bag he was in. Yeah. It was such a lovely evening.
Yeah. I don't know what we're in for at this reunion, but I do know, like, they want to, because it is kind of odd and unprecedented to bring Kathy in when she was for just the reunion. What, like, just the reunion when she wasn't in the show on the cast this season? But I mean, she was a constant flashback. She was a constant presence.
Yeah.
And so much has gone on within her family. And the driving storyline is her sister, Kyle, and her marriage. And I do know, like, right now, all three sisters are very close, very supportive. So I don't think this was a second battle. I think this was Kathy being there for Kyle as a sister. And that's a different vibe than we've seen on the show before. The sisters usually brought on to fight, and I think this was a united front as a family.
When does this air? When does the reunion?
I don't know. Okay, the reunion usually films when there are about, what, 3 or 4 episodes left in the season. So we'll be seeing this in a month, month and a half.
This newest one was the 13th episode, and I think there are 20 total, so... Mm.
20 including the reunion?
That I haven't seen. I was just looking at an episode list, but you know, I just saw up to 20. That could include the reunion. And you said the reunion's like several parts, right? So I don't know.
Yeah, usually about, I think this will probably be 3 parts. I mean, they brought Kathy in. That was pretty...
Some people online are guessing that Kathy came on because Kyle is like going to come out and... she's going to be there to support her. Like, do you think that's true?
I don't know, but I do believe it was in a supportive role. That's what I was telling Nate. Kathy's in there in a different capacity. She's not there as a castmate. She's and the family's very close right now, all three sisters. And Kyle's the big storyline, her family kind of falling apart. Or, you know, her marriage, I should say, which, I don't see Mauricio and Kyle getting back together. I think it's real. So the point is, I think it was also to show a united front. She's there for her sister in this time. I mean, as random as it was, she was referenced and flashback. She was a presence throughout the season.
Sure.
Just not in person. But I mean, so that was cool.
I can't wait.
So
I wonder if she was indemnified or not. Did she get the Jeff Lewis treatment or not?
Okay. Cat. Oh, no, no. I'm trying to think who would need it more. Who could afford the better lawyers, Bravo or Kathy? That will go to the Supreme Court. They can both hold their own. So, I mean, yeah. What else is... Oh, there is something else that's a little less glamorous in the Bravo world. A little less.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Heading over to what do we call it? Franklin Lakes, Morocco. Mm-hmm. I guess we all saw Caroline Manzo filed a lawsuit against Bravo and the Shed Media and Peacock, mm-hmm. Over her allegations against Brandy Glanville at the sexual harassment and the Morocco girls trip.
I mean, it's more than harassment. It's pretty serious there. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like reading that, I was like, oh, whoa. Yeah, this is, they're talking SA for sure. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh,
I mean, no. I don't, like, my thing with it, I don't know, I'm torn. I mean, one thing is when this first happened, I know your like emotions and the way you process it changes with time, but when it first happened, I do know inside, source, Caroline didn't want it to progress this way. She kind of wanted the whole thing to go away. She did. You notice she never spoke out. She didn't give interviews about it. She didn't like. She hired a publicist to filter her messages and things like that. Because maybe because she was so traumatized, mm-hmm. I don't know, that she didn't want it to blow up. She wanted to like just wish it the whole thing never happened. And now she's filed a lawsuit, and the lawsuit isn't against Brandy. I should specify it's against the Deep Pockets. It's against the network and production company. And there she's what her suit says almost, it doesn't blame. Okay. It says Brandy did all that stuff, but at the direction of production. Mm-hmm. And so,
I mean,
how do I say
not, it's not explicitly at the direction of production, but like at the behest. It wasn't like production told her, you need to do this, this, and this to Caroline, but like, no, drink more. No, you should definitely try to kiss her. Like try to like, you know, that it was like an egging her on. It was like the accused type of situation of like cheering it on, like type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My thinking with it, though, is it could basically, I'm guessing we'll never see Morocco.
No.
It's in the vault. I mean, now it's like, what evidence?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side for Brandy, what this occurred to me, I was just like, whoa. And then I started rereading through and how Brandy's not being sued. She's blaming it on production. Caroline is. And Brandy's argument has been all along that nothing major happened. And this was the behavior that Bravo hired her for. And this is what she does. This is what production wanted her to do. So now if Caroline can establish that it was production's fault and this really did happen, now Brandy could potentially turn around and file her own suit against Bravo and production, saying that she was, what would it be, like wrongfully terminated, wrongfully punished for doing the job they hired her for. Because this has put her on the sidelines for the past year and like really damaged her reputation. So I hope, I mean, what if she walks away like richer than any housewife of Beverly Hills?
Oh, you'd be so proud.
I don't know.
Yeah. You'll start returning your phone calls.
No.
Yeah. But so, I mean, it's complicated, but that one, it caught me off guard because Caroline had said from the beginning, like, she didn't want it to go this far. She wasn't doing it. And then she wasn't in it for money or publicity. And then her lawyer was representing the butler from the other girl's trip. Did Brandy rip his shirt off there? That case got dismissed this week. And then suddenly that same lawyer filed one for Caroline. So this might be the reality reckoning that Bethany thought she was bringing along. Mm-hmm. Bethany's was about unionizing and coming up with TikToks, making labor demands. Caroline's taking it to court, and it's complicated, and it's going to force the network to hash it out.
Mm-hmm. But is Bethany going to still take credit for that, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 100%. Just figures much.
She's gonna somehow like create a whole like new lawyering line, probably, you know.
Well, it'll be
Frankel and Frankel.
I can't wait to hear all about it when she releases another video of her eating, because those are great. Love them.
I refuse to watch those. Oh, I don't like watching anybody eat. I'm like, no.
No, I can't even. That's why I live alone. The sound off. I just looking at her, I'm like, this video will drive me crazy. This I can't. I cannot.
Yeah. There's a word for it too. I can't remember. It's one of those complicated words, but it's a phobia where the sound of things like people eating makes you want mesophobia. To light yourself on fire. Yeah.
I think it's mesophobia. Mm-hmm. I have that. Yes.
I do too. I
hate it.
I can't be around people. I don't even like the sound of myself eating crunchy foods or right next to people, like chips, celery sticks. It makes me want to light myself on fire.
For me, it's more of like if people like smack their lips, and I'm just, and it's like that whole like, and I'm like, no.
And their ads,
even
like
when you hear that like kissing on TV, and they're like making that sound, I'm like, ooh, no.
Used to drive me crazy when, like, Carl's Jr., their ads, Carl's Jr. or Hardee's, if you're in the Midwest, they would, like, crank up the volume. Like, Paris, when Paris did that, you know, she used to do that commercial. Like, they just crank up the noise of that person biting. I hate it. I hate it so much. And just, Bethany's just over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No.
Hopefully, my big thing, whoever wins, doesn't, like, whatever. I do hope. Whatever Caroline's intending, that she doesn't cheapen it by going on Bethany's podcast about it and joining her reality reckoning. Because right now, Caroline has legit legal clout. And if she, whatever comes of it, but if she's smart, she'll keep her issue separate from Bethany, because Bethany will exploit this whole thing for herself, suck the life out of it, take credit for it. And, so, yeah. Then I'll just, I don't know.
Frankel and Frankel got all your reality reckoning bullshit on tap.
Yeah. Well, I guess on that note, like I said earlier, please, pretty please, rate, subscribe, review, and follow the Pretty Corrupt Podcast on TikTok and Instagram at Pretty Corrupt Podcast, on Twitter at Pretty Corrupt One, and in all those accounts, you can see links to our own individual ones, Stacey's, Nate's, and mine, so you could follow our own personal brands of dysfunction as we try to survive each week. So also, of course, not sure which order you're listening to this to, but we also have PCP Pop Culture. So make sure you've clicked on that one next, and we will see you next week. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it.